It was a hot day in June when Pogo bit Diane. It happened like fate. She came to the door to see if I could come out. And for no reason I could see, Pogo jumped up and nipped her on the nose. He didn't draw blood, but she went home crying. Nothing more was said at home, but the next day after school, Pogo wasn't there to greet me. Dropping my bag, I went out on the porch and called loudly, "Pogo! Pogo!" No response. Instinct told me he was gone, but I hoped I was wrong. It was Thursday, and Dave wasn't home. He'd gone straight to Garth's house to watch Paladin. Mom didn't like us to watch Westerns, especially have Gunwell travel. There was a gun in the title, so she deemed it unsuitable. "Pogo!" Disconsolate, I called a few more times. After a while, I went back in and looked in the open bedroom door. Dad was lying on his back reading a book, his soft gray hair on end, his drugstore reading glasses halfway down his nose, and one ankle crossed over the other. "Where's Pogo?" I asked from the doorway. No response. He seemed absorbed in his reading. I wasn't sure he heard me, but I didn't repeat the question. A part of me didn't want an answer. The silence left room for denial. Meanwhile, the talk of one bite echoed in my head. Pogo was normally gentle, but there was no denying he'd crossed the line. Even worse, he bit a little kid. No matter that he hadn't really hurt her, only scared her. No matter that she might possibly have asked for it. No matter that she had no business checking to see if I wanted to come out, since the last thing I wanted to do was risk my dignity by playing with someone 3 years younger. I walked out the long driveway to the road, a T-junction where Bronze Street met Agar Avenue. Hoping in vain to see him loping toward me, I called his name down each of the deserted gravel roads. Then I turned, and I went to the back of our yard where it bordered the bush. Again and again I called, "Pogo! Pogo! Here, boy!" As hope faded, my voice grew toneless. All this time, Dad lay on his bed in the house, hidden behind his book. When Mom came home and made his lunch, it was nearly 4. This time he'd have to leave for work without Pogo. More than once he told us how Pogo growled a warning when a stranger came too near. Tonight, there would be no dog to lie and guard the car until his shift was over. Once Dad's car was out of sight, I turned to face Mom. "Where's Pogo?"
"I'm sorry, my dear. Pogo won't be back."
My voice rose to a wail. "How do you know?"
"Well, you know he bit Diane. We're lucky they're good neighbors. They could have made trouble. Someone else might have sued us."
"She was probably teasing him again," I said miserably.
Mom's voice was gentle as she went on.
"You see, my dear, once they bite someone, you can never be sure. Pogo was a big dog. He could have really hurt someone."
"Was," she said, "was."
"You mean he's dead?" "I'm sorry, my darling. Just one bullet."
At that, I was out the door and running.
"He didn't suffer."
Mom's voice rose behind me, following on the wind as I fled. Looking back now, I feel the most profound compassion for my father. Veteran of the war, proud member of the Royal Canadian Naval Volunteer Reserve. Peerless warrior, he thought he had to maintain his authority and take the action he deemed right. On that long ago day, I was angry, and I judged him a coward for refusing to admit his deed. Now, I know he too felt the loss of Pogo, and I feel sure he knew his children's grief. He simply couldn't speak of it.